All right, Shabbos, say good morning. Let's begin. So we're picking up on the bottom of page Kuf Lamed He. So we're in this third section of Chovas HaTalmidim, what the Rebbe calls the Shlosha Ma'amorim, the three essays or the three statements, and we're focusing on Ma'amar Rishon. Od Zos, Ba'avracha Al Dvarinu Adkom. So furthermore, when you review everything we've learned up until this point, Lo B'kriya Levad, remember again, when we speak about chazering, when we speak about reviewing that which we've learned, it doesn't just mean reviewing it with learning, but rather it means reviewing it with avoda. Ultimately, again, reviewing it in a way that a person implements. That's how you review things, not just by reading it, not just by chazering it, not just by thinking about it, but you review things ultimately by implementing them into action. He says something amazing. Betuchim anu b'Hashem, I'm absolutely sure, shegam me'atzmicha yitzmichu l'cha k'nafayim la'alos yoser. Something amazing happens with chazara. Something amazing happens when you review something, not just again verbally or cognitively, but actionally. When you begin to implement something as part of your day-to-day routine, you begin to grow. He says, "Yitzmichu k'nafayim la'alos yoser." You will sprout wings in order to go even higher. Ratzon u'machshavos tahoros yatitzu v'lipcha mochecha. So pure intentions and thought will sprout in your heart and in your mind. Lahagos p'divrei kidoshenu zechusam yagin alinu. You will have a desire to want to learn more of these words, to want to grow more of these concepts. V'las v'ladas madi ber Hashem. And to know what is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying. So what the Rebbe is saying over here is as follows. The more a person reviews that which they've learned, and the more a person implements that which they have learned, the more they will desire to want to do more, to grow more. So in other words, this in general is a din in ruchni, this is a din in spirituality, that the way ultimately to become inspired is to learn and to do. The more you learn, the more you do. The more you implement, the more you will want. Spirituality is a flame. So the way the flame works is, the more you feed the fire, the more intensely it burns. If you don't give the fire fuel, then by definition, it may burn for a little bit of time, but over a certain amount of time, it'll just simply extinguish. The more you learn, the more you feed the fire of spirituality, the more ultimately, again, the fire will want to burn, the stronger it will burn, and the more fuel it will desire. Vim gam bazeh lo nazra lecha. V'lo netzayi lecha ma'ates haderech. Ich la'ayin ve'ich l'mod chas v'shalom. Achos mishte'ele yale lecha. So the Rebbe says something amazing. But if at the end of the day you are unsuccessful in this, and you don't feed the fire properly, so one of two things will happen. Oh, shelo tucha lichnos v'la'das kol ikar. So one of two things happens. If you don't feed the fire of spirituality, if you don't feed the fire of holiness, so either ultimately, number one, you just simply won't grow. Okay, so this is, if you don't feed the fire, you won't grow. But if you don't grow, what happens? It's very beautiful. It's a tragic but beautiful lesson. The wings of your soul will be clipped and you will fall. You can't fly without your spiritual wings. And you can't have spiritual wings unless you nourish and you nurture the fire of spirituality. How do you nourish and you nurture the fire of spirituality? Three things. Learn, review, implement. Learn, review, implement. If you do that, then you nurture the wings. If you nurture the wings, you take flight. If you don't do those things, then not only do you not take flight, but what happens? The wings shrivel up and simply disappear. And when the wings shrivel up and disappear, what occurs? Not only can you not fly, but if you're mid-flight, or if you're elevated in some degree, so you fall. You fall. And you fall hard. V'tipa l'gamre. Oh, shetelich bidrachim akumim ubedeos misubachos. Or sometimes, chas v'shalom, if a person does not go ahead and properly fan the fires of spirituality, and therefore, again, if a person is not learning, reviewing, and implementing, then a person sometimes goes down the most crooked paths in life. Ki afshar lo leish hayisraeli hamizakeches gufo shalotis orerna bo. Turn the page. Says Rebbe, this is the important part to realize. If ultimately, again, you are learning, reviewing, and implementing, then at the end of the day, you will take flight. You will take flight. That's the recipe for success. Learn, review, implement. Person does those three things, that is the recipe for success to take flight. If a person doesn't do those things, then chas v'shalom, the wings shrivel up. And when the wings shrivel up, you end up hitting the ground with a resounding thud, or chas v'shalom, end up taking pathways that you should not be taking. He goes on, page Kuf Lamed Vav. Hin kvar dibarnu le'al me'a gemar. It's actually a very beautiful piece. We have already spoken about and learned earlier, Yisrael, em einon nevi'in hein, b'nei nevi'in hein. The Jewish people, if they themselves are not prophets, we are the sons of prophets. What does that mean? V'nira she'ina pshat kipshuto bilvad shebanim shal neviim heim shavim neviim ayu ki ha'im mi sha'avi avi zikeno navihu gam bo miktsas nevoa nimtseis ad sheyeda es adin shla yado hilal. So this is actually very interesting. So what does this mean? Right, the Jewish people, if you're not a prophet, you're at least, for sure, the sons of prophets, right? What does this mean? So let's look at this once more. I'm sure we've all heard this statement before. So the pshat is just know who you descended from, right? Even if you yourself are not a prophet, you're a child of Avram, of Yitzchak, of Yaakov. Right? Even if I myself am not a prophet, I'm a descendant of prophets. But pshat, what does that mean? Says the Rebbe. Listen to this. Just know that if somebody had a grandfather who was a prophet, somebody had an ancestor who was a prophet, gam bo miktsas nevuah nimtzeis, there is an element of prophecy embedded in that individual as well. Ad sheyedo es adin shelo yedao hilo v'kol kach hayehilo batuach bechelek nevuasam ad shelo hischil afilo lehispalo badavar. Rak bebitachon amar hanach lehem Yisrael me'atzmam yasu kadin. So this is amazing. He's referencing over here an episode by Hillel. So the Gemara actually records that there was one time that Erev Pesach fell on Shabbos, and they weren't. I think it was Erev Pesach. It was either Erev Pesach fell on Shabbos or Erev Shabbos was Erev Pesach. I don't remember the details of the Gemara. But there was a suffix about what to do something regarding the Karma Pesach. So Hillel said, don't worry about it. Just watch what the Jewish people... So in the Beis Medrash, they weren't sure about a particular halacha. So what did Hillel say? Just watch what people do. Just watch what people do. So what a surprising idea. In the Beis Medrash, they don't know the halacha. And Hillel is saying, don't worry about it. Just watch in the Beis Medrash what the people do. So Hillel said, why? Well, how can you rely on that? Because if the Jewish people aren't Nevi'im, they're the children and grandchildren of Nevi'im. What does that mean? So Hillel understood that there was an element of Nevuah embedded in the DNA of the Jewish people. Somehow, some way, we just know what to do and how to do it. He says, "Rak bebitachon amar hanach lehem liYisrael me'atzmam yasu kadin." Leave them to their own devices, and ultimately, again, they will figure out the halacha. Avaron bepasuk shanavim hakatanim shlonis parsim shmam nikru bnei nevim kimo v'ish echa memnei hanavim uba'od mekomos. This is actually v'atargum v'targim tamidin nevia lo shahayirak tamidin bilvad ki gam nibu lepamim v'gam kan shomer el re'eu b'dvar shem hakini v'chule. So listen to what the Vyazhetna says. This lashon of bnei nevim, the sons of nevim. Interestingly enough, we find this statement in Tanakh. So in Tanakh, minor prophets, many prophets of lesser reputation are known as Bnei Nevi'im, right? Sons of Nevi'im. It doesn't literally, you see, we think Bnei Nevi'im means my father was a Navi. I'm not a Navi, but my father was a Navi. Here the Piagetta points out that Bnei Nevi'im is sometimes a term that is used for more minor prophets. junior prophets, people who are in possession of prophecy, but not as well known. So we'll stop over here for today, but we'll pick up with this idea. But the Piaget says this fascinating, is something absolutely amazing, that it could be what the Gemara says, that Yisrael, if even if we're not Nevi'im ourselves, we're B'nei Nevi'im. What does that mean? Such as simply mean, like we often think, that Halacha L'maisa, even if I'm not a Navi, my Zayda was a Navi, sure. I'm a child of Avram, of Yitzchak, of Yaakov, of Shmuel HaNavi, David HaMelech, absolutely seeing something more. Even if we ourselves are not major prophets, B'nei Nevi'im Hain. Ultimately, again, every Jew has some element of prophecy in his spiritual DNA. How does that element of prophecy manifest itself? Like Hillel said, watch the Jewish people. We always know what to do. Deep down, the knowledge of what is right and what is wrong. Deep down, the knowledge of what I should be doing and how I should be doing it is somehow embedded in my spiritual DNA. We'll stop over, but we'll pick up Emir Zashem with this concept tomorrow.
Okay, these yours?